From the Cape to Cairo, Mogadishu to Dakar, she is the Sahara, Giza, Marrakesh, the Nile, the Congo, Table Mountains and Kilimanjaro. She is Mandela, both Nelson and Winnie, Jomo Kenyatta, Gaddafi, Abacha, Amin, Mugabe, Roger Miller, Mutola, Kosgei, Rono, Algaruj, Awita, Diof, Kronje, Grobler, Gebre Selassie, Okocha, Kanu, and of course, Livingston, I presume. She is Shaka, Ramesses, Tutankhamun, Haile Selassie, the Queen of Sheba, and the nose of Cleopatra. She is Makeba, Masekela, Khaled, Dibango, Fela Kuti, Yosundor, Baba Mal, the Soul Brothers, Kijo, Peter Tosh, Imam, Alekwek, and Shade. Well, at least half of her. These are some of Africa's exports to the world. A land that has given so much and can give even more. Unfortunately, she's known more so for her misfortunes than her triumphs. But what does the world view of us?
I just hear that name and I shudder.
Mufasa.
Do it again. Mufasa. Mufasa.
The scenery from The Lion King is my picture of Africa. I see those trees and then the silhouettes of elephants and giraffes.
But a bit more seriously.
Football.
That's it.
Obviously, colour, like colour of the people.
South Africa's a bit more, parts of it a bit more multicultural, like Cape Town's a lot of more Indians and coloured.
People with curly hairs and hot.
We're getting somewhere. Now, anything else?
Like missionary videos for sponsored child. That's part of Africa too, sometimes, I think.
Now, we're getting there.
First thing comes to my mind when someone mentions Africa would be wildlife.
Wild animals.
Going on safaris.
Wild animals.
Elephants with big ears.
And giraffes. Elephants and rhinos.
Going on safaris.
Trouble in areas like Somalia and Ethiopia with starvation, different dictatorships and that sort of thing.
I think of the problem that you have with AIDS and with poverty.
Poverty, yeah.
Starvation like in Ethiopia and things like that.
Lots of red soil.
Poverty.
You have extreme poverty there as well.
What comes to mind?
I suppose poverty is...
First thing is definitely the barren land and poverty.
Robert Mugabe has removed the whites and is now making his own people suffer. They now rely on aid.
I think government management is pretty bad as well.
I suppose I think a lot of it's down to money really and poverty, which is why there's so much crime out there, I think.
But also now it's very much in the news, the famine, you know, yeah.
Bad government could be a problem. I mean, problems like in Zimbabwe and in other places as well.
My God, is it all doom and gloom?
I think probably the first thing would be famine and...
There goes the F word again. But what about the landscape, the lush forest and tropical jungles?
I would quickly imagine it as desert and hot. Desert.
Hot and dry and...
Such a huge place as well.
Very large.
Third world country. Still struggling.
And deserts.
That's it? Desert?
I think that it's developing more and more. I think it's becoming a continent in touch with the world. The continent is actually doing all right for itself.
I like the sound of this.
I've also heard that South Africa's a beautiful place.
Northern Africa, you just think of it as one big desert. Nothing there particularly, apart from pyramids in Egypt. It's obviously quite diverse in cultures.
And the weather.
The very vibrant colours and a very vibrant history and background and things.
I've heard a lot about Cape Town.
South Africa.
Looks like a very beautiful place.
The Sun City.
Cape Town and Durban.
What about the people?
I think of Nelson Mandela and
Robert Mugabe as...
From Nelson Mandela.
And people full of life, really.
Clever people that are able to... take your money off you with a smile on their face. But apart from that, carpets, actually.
Sorry?
Carpets. Yeah, because I went to Morocco in the summer.
What about our world famous exports?
First thing that comes into my mind would probably be bright colours.
Bongo drums and singing.
The safari.
Poverty, violence, crime, and obviously I hear about famine and war between tribes.
So it's no longer the coffee, is it? Anyway. How do we as Africans view the situation at home?
I think it has to do with the fact that we were colonized to start with.
My guess is that when the British went in there, they didn't exactly do it very politely when they came and claimed the land.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. That was then. This is now.
A lot of things that needs to be put right in Africa.
I can tell you, I think we have very many big issues in Africa. So we still haven't had enough time to rebuild Africa.
Okay, I hear you. But what are the issues?
I think money is a major problem.
Poverty is out there as well.
I suppose wrong use of money in government, I think, is a big thing. Not much redistribution of the wealth.
So it's all about the money, right?
I feel we have a leadership problem in Africa. That's all the problem we have.
Africa lacks proper governance.
We've had a number of options coming in from the World Bank, the IMF, and in all these situations, they still haven't helped us because these are people who do not live with us, who do not understand our problem, do not know our situation.
First of all, we have AIDS, we have hunger, we have corruption, poor governance.
War going on at each and every place, every time.
Africa is still not represented in the globalized world.
Hello, is there a doctor in the house?
It's not just down to one person.
It's our mess.
It is a failure from within.
We need help, you know, although some of it was, you know, was brought about by, you know, non-African citizens.
I think if help's needed, help should be given.
Okay. Is it needed?
We should be doing a lot more as a country, the Western world, to help people in Africa.
The solutions to Africa's problems can come from in the African people themselves.
It's true, the Western leader needs to get together and basically absolve any of the African debt to give them a chance, because how can you expect to move forward if you're still paying off a huge debt?
If you're talking about solving Africans' problems, Africans must sit down and look around themselves and find solutions to their problems.
I suppose the Western world to help out a lot more than they are, and to give more money from somewhere.
It's no good giving money without the education to go with it, to improve conditions.
The solution to any kind of poverty is education.
We do need help financially and otherwise, because Africa just can't do it alone. They can't.
It won't be solved by the West going in and helping. The culture itself has got to be, basically become more civilized. I think it's still run like ancient culture. It's almost up to the people to get the ball rolling.
It's everyone's responsibility. We cannot exist in isolation from the rest of the world.
We Africans ourselves, we have to solve our problems. No one is going to come from outside to solve our problems. It's for us to realize we don't need anyone. We don't need all these so-called international aids or grants or loans. If we address those issues, believe me, we are going to
heal Africa.
So, what now?
I want Africans to realize that we as Africans, we are really, really rich.
I just dream that Africa one day can become a continent that doesn't copy other continents like Europe.
I want Africa to be like Europe, America.
I dream of an Africa where there is
leadership,
a stable political situation,
and where we feel safe.
My dream for Africa as a continent is that
as Africans we can live in unity and work together to
put God first in everything, because God has to make a way for us.
Equal opportunities for sure. I mean, the women folk have to be educated, because they say when you educate a woman, you educate the entire family.
Well, my dream for Africa is to educate the African and make him understand that he's able to make his land a better place to live.
What's your voice for Africa?